Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me in Texas is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hello. How are you doing?
I am thrilled. I'm in New York. Childhood bedroom time, guys. Look, there's the picture. There's the air conditioner. Only a few days left to watch your replay of the Crappies on Kids Week. Go check that out at watchwhatcrappens.com. That's where the link is. And then it's gone forever. Also come join us on Patreon. We have an ad-free RSS feed there. We also have bonus episodes. This week's bonus episode is a cast breakdown of the new Top Chef, where we talk about the new cast and we sort of also talk about the premiere episode. And then we also have video, which is great, and a newsletter. So all those fun things. So yeah, it's an exciting time here on Crappens. And then we're going off to, you're already in Texas. I'm going to come join you in Austin at the end of the week because we're going to go to the iHeart Awards next Monday. And fingers crossed we win. But even if we don't, it'll be a super fun time. So if you're in South by Southwest, come say hi if you see us on the street. I think that's it. Ronnie, let's talk about the Summer House episode, because just as we were pressing record, you were saying this is a controversial one, and I haven't really been on the internet this morning, and I wanted to know, tell me what the vibe is that you're picking up on.
Oh, I wasn't really on the internet. I was just saying it's controversial because, you know, you have a hot, plain person like Ben, who everybody's like, oh my God, it's so hot. And the audience is like, oh my God, it's so hot. And then he inevitably has an episode where he's an asshole because it's Bravo. And so that's what happens. Trajectory of men on Bravo. So he had an episode where he was kind of an asshole. I mean, he wasn't completely wrong, but he was an asshole, I think, in how he went about it. And you just know it's going to be a controversy.
Okay, good. I'm so glad to hear that. The reason why is because when I was watching the episode, I was like, you know, that Bailey's joke is pretty tacky. Like, that's just, she doesn't know them in that way to be able to make that joke. Like, it was a bad joke. And, you know, I think he had a right to be annoyed and upset. But then when he was confronting her, he wasn't yelling. He was being pretty even tempered. But there was something about it. I was like, this guy's kind of being a dick right now. Now, she also was like, you guys were making that joke, so I made the joke. She wasn't really being the most like, oh, my bad. She did, but she wasn't the most. But I still left it kind of feeling like, God, that guy kind of felt like an asshole to me. I was like, I feel like he unzipped and he like took out his exterior came off and we saw his inner asshole come out and all this talk about like, oh, I'm just so shy. I get so uncomfortable when people talk about that I'm attractive. I'm just a shy, nice guy. And then it's like, he had these like rage eyes and I was like, is it just me? Did I pick up on that vibe? So it sounds like
you know what kind of bugged me about it is that he knows Bailey likes him. Like, everybody knows Bailey likes him. It's not like she's subtle. And so I feel like there's a way that guys kind of treat you when they find you attractive versus when they're not into you at all. Yeah. And it's like when they find you attractive, it's like kissing your ass. And then when they don't, it's like being mean. And I feel like he was doing that. It's like, I'm not attracted to you, so fuck off. And he kept saying, well, what else is this about? Just tell me. Meaning, obviously, you like me and you're gel, so just say that if that's the problem. And it just came off as gross. Like, I didn't like how he dealt with it. And you're right. I mean, look, when you're watching Bravo and there's a man who's not screaming in a woman's face and calling her a bitch or something, it's like, oh my God, what a gentleman.
Progress.
In a way, because we're watching Southern Charm, you know, there's Southern Hospitality, you know, there's stuff like that where it's like, wow, what a gentleman. He's not screaming in a woman's face. But, seriously, you know, there was something just kind of gross about how he handled it. And also, like, you're a little too angry. And also, obviously, you do like Amanda. So that's weird. And you're flirting. Maybe it's like Bailey's not completely wrong, I don't think. So
it just wasn't really her joke to me.
And also, another thing is that he's been dating someone this whole time anyway. He has a girl. He's a faker. He has a girlfriend off the show. He's pretending he's single to be on the show. So fuck off. man.
Part of me feels like he was angry not because he secretly likes Amanda, but I think that maybe he's cultivating like a nice guy image. And when Bailey makes that joke, it implies that he's not such a nice guy because he's moving in on a married guy's wife. And like, well, it's, you know, if you're not doing that, if you're not moving in on a married guy's wife, like, you have a right to be offended by that joke. Like, stop saying that on national TV that I'm trying to like break up this marriage. But there's part, but like, his reaction sort of made it seem like there was something else on his end. He's asking Bailey, what's this really about? But it mad me asking, what's this really about for you?
Yeah,
are you
exactly.
upset like that this is making you look like not a nice guy? And you don't like that because you're trying to make America think you're a nice guy. Like, something was off because I kind of felt like the normal reaction would be like, hey, Bailey, the joke that you made, it really made me uncomfortable because, you know, I would never do that. And I just would please, I would love it if you just don't do that again. And she'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But instead, he kind of came in like cross-examining her in a way that I thought just, it rubbed me such the wrong way. And I felt like the rest of the episode, I couldn't look at him the same way. I was like, I feel like I've seen the real Ben now. And I see, and to me, I like see his eyes and I just see like meanness in his eyes now.
Yeah. I didn't like him either. And yeah, thou doth protest too much kind of thing. Like, uh-oh, you're kind of showing your ass by being this upset about it. But also the lying about having a girlfriend thing. I think that's a big part of it because he's got a girlfriend. So he's like, don't make it look like I'm trying to sleep with this other girl. You're going to piss the girlfriend off that I'm pretending I don't have so I can be on this show to do basically nothing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He's kind of a wet dish rag to me. And, he's not really that interesting, but now he's just kind of gross. Now he's been kind of mean. So bye, Ben.
It just rubbed me the wrong way. Like, I hated, I have to say also, I hated that, like, he came at her really hard for the joke. Like, it was, again, it was, we're not defending the joke, but like, he came at her hard and then she's crying and then she stays in. And I just felt like no one cared. And I thought that was shitty too. Levi was like a good friend. Levi sacrificed valuable, you know, relationship building time with her roommates because they, you know, they barely have her on the show and she stayed back with her friend. The two of them were in their bed. You know, there was like a perfunctory check-in by the girls and then everyone just like left them and it was just like never discussed again for the rest of the episode. And I kind of felt like that was shitty too. They're like,
well,
the new
kids. I think they don't know. I mean, in their defense, why am I defending this cast? But in their defense, I think that they just didn't really know because they weren't there for it. Like, he didn't do it. Mostly on this show, you would confront somebody right at the table, but he waited and then went to her after alone and that no one heard screaming and yelling. So I don't think really anybody knew. They just thought, well, she made an ass out of herself at dinner and now she's crying because she got called out. I think is how they're kind of probably looking at it like, okay, she's being a baby, which she kind of maybe was. I mean, you know, the other thing is like, she's not completely blameless, but then again, it's Summer House and people say shit like that all the time. Like, why are you going to cry that someone's joking that you want to fuck Amanda? You're not the first one that they've joked that is in love with Amanda. So why are you acting like that? And grow up. You're on Summer. I mean,
be more immature.
You're on Summer House. You should be able to take this kind of a joke.
Yeah. I mean, if it were Lindsay would be like, I'm not going to let this get in the way of me having a fun time. Like, Lindsay
exactly.
would have gone out. But yeah. I also understand Bailey. Bailey was in this, like, really, like, terrible relationship where the guy was super mean to her. So,
yeah,
of course, she's going to be like, I don't know. I felt like there just was, you know, clearly she stayed in, you know? And, like, I just felt like the next day, it just was like, no one was even like, how are you feeling today? How's it going?
Yeah,
you feeling better? Like, no one cared. And I just thought that was so obnoxious. And maybe that did happen and the show didn't show it, which I also think was then maybe a bit of a miscarriage of Bravo justice, because the show then was like, okay, now let's go back to focusing on West End Sierra, which is, you know, nominally interesting, you know, sort of interesting to see that. But
Lord,
I would much rather, I was much more riveted by the Bailey and Ben situation than I was about West, who's just like quietly, you know, undermined Jesse. I mean, Jesse undermined himself. Like, I'm not trying to make it seem like Jesse was like owed anything in the situation, but like West put out the word that he basically went and did like the Game of Thrones, like the guy Littlefinger or whatever. He undermined Jesse's shot at Sierra, and then he moved in. But anyway, I guess why don't we just get into it, shall we?
Yeah, let's just get into it. But also, ultimately, on the Bailey and Ben stuff, Ben, whatever. But Bailey is ultimately so much more entertaining than Ben that I don't care if she's wrong or not. What she did was not a capital crime. And yes. I stand for Bailey because she's entertaining. And Ben, yes. you are not. So get
Ben's
out of here.
Not.
You fucking He's not boring ass.
I agree. 100%.
Get rid of him.
Okay. I really enjoy Bailey and Levi. I would like to see more Levi in for the rest of the season. And I hope they're not sort of just like pushing her off to the side and we never see her again.
Well, this show, I mean, if you're not sleeping with somebody or trying to sleep with somebody on this show, they have no place for you. And that's just how this show has always been. They pretend it's a show about friendship. It's not. It's a show about who you're going to fuck that summer. And if you're not going to do it, they're not going to give you any screen time, which is why West is pretending that he's still into Sierra. And Sierra's pretending that either of these guys would have a chance in real life with her. And then Jesse is pretending that because they know how to play it, you know, they know how to get their screen time. And I'm not buying it, by the way. Enough, West. Okay, so Summer House, Season 10, Episode 6. The joke's on you!
Mm-hmm. And we're still in the middle of this conversation with Jesse and Sierra, where Sierra's basically told Jesse, like, shut your face. And she was said how she was really upset by him. And he has his, like, super frowny face on, which is so funny when Jesse's super frowny. And he talks extra slow and, like, looks down. And he's
Did you see that video of the guy that went viral who's imitating Jesse? It's so funny. It's so good. He's like, hey, bed bug. And he just keeps jumping on Sierra. He's like, hey, bed bug, bestie. We're just besties. Want to kiss? It's so good. So talented.
I've not seen that.
He does a perfect imitation of Jesse. But yeah, Jesse, another person who does a perfect imitation of Jesse is the video game Sackboy. I don't know if you've ever played it, but when Sackboy loses a challenge, he frowns like that. It's like his face is like.
Yeah, I think that like everyone talks about how big Jesse's smile is, but the real star is his frown, because his frown is so funny because it's so frowny. It's like it really is like a video game character that's like lost something, you know, when you can assign an emotion to your me or something like that. And he's just like and he's like, well, clearly there was a conversation here that needed to happen regardless of me saying this to Wes, so I'm glad I'm having it. I'm like, just spit it out. So he's like, okay. She's like, yeah, I'm glad we're having it. And he's like, yeah, so many jokes that I could make, but I'm not going to. She's like, yeah, have some self-restraint instead of making jokes. Thanks.
Yeah, so they pound it out, not sexually, but fistally, and then hug. And that's okay. So then we go to West, and Jesse walks in, and West is pretending like he was so worried about the conversation. He's like, oh my God, did it go good? Did it go bad? How did it go?
It was fine. It ended up being fine, you know. And like at this point, Jesse has like, what, put like a towel on his head or something. He's like hiding under like fabric. And West is like, oh, wow, what's up? He's like, I just feel bad that, like, she's upset. You know, it's like, that wasn't my intention. I just wanted to make out with her and then, like, joke and laugh and then, like, not do it again, you know?
And West, haha. West just got the entire house to do his dirty work for him. So he's like, yes. My little boy manipulation has won. It's very much like getting your little brother in trouble, you know, with your mom.
Yep, he totally, West was like a sneaky operator in this whole thing. He totally, I mean, I don't know whether I should be like, he's like snaky, or I should be like, wow, I'm just impressed. That was great manipulation of the house, you know? Like, I would love that on Survivor. If someone did that on Survivor, I'd be like, wow, great player.
Well, he's learning, because if he had gotten in a fight with Jesse about it, then Sierra would have been pissed at both of them and been like, oh, now you're fighting over me like I'm some prize, you know? Mm-hmm. So he kind of played it right, where he just got everybody else to do the dirty work and he kept his hands clean, you know?
Yeah. Well, he got Lindsay to do it. He went and tattled to Lindsay, and Lindsay's like, that's not all right. And he knew that Lindsay was going to go and like tell it to Sierra, and not only tell it to Sierra, but tell it in the worst possible way to Sierra. And it worked. It worked like a charm.
Well, he got Lindsay finally, but he worked on that whole house. You give him credit. He worked on all the guys. He worked on he was working it left and right. But it worked, you know. And Jesse's like, oh, attracted to Sierra. You know, she's a beautiful person. And, you know, I she doesn't want to be casual. And I just feel bad that I misread that, you know. Like, I'm just so disappointed in myself. That was dumb.
Yeah, poor Jesse.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Meanwhile, Mia is talking to Bailey about like what they're going to wear tonight because it's Amanda's birthday party and they're going to like be all formal and stuff. And KJ needs to borrow a steamer. And then Bailey, after he gets a steamer, Bailey turns to Levi and is like,
oh my God, I was itching to know about KJ going on a date with Dara. I saw it on their Instagram. I already knew.
And Levi's like, yeah, you're a little investigator.
Yeah, I detected it. Because you know what? Two people in the same row at a concert, that doesn't feel like a coincidence.
So they're talking about Ben. And she's like, moral of the story, it's Ben still single. So she thought Ben and Dara were vibing last weekend. That's a sure thing. Because he's Ben. Who doesn't want Ben? Mm-hmm. But now that KJ is dating Dara, now she has a moment with Ben. So it's time to put my flirting skills to the ultimate test. And Bailey is still kind of annoying me with her theater kid. Like, I am going to try to flirt now. This is my storyline.
Yeah, her flirting. I'm going to put my skills to the ultimate test. And this is like one of those tests where like the car goes flying off the cliff. Like, how does this car, how is it going to survive going off this cliff? Guess what? It is also shattered to pieces. The test failed yet again.
Yeah. So they're like, oh my God, Bailey, if this is your weekend, if this happens, I'm going to go home smiling ear to ear. She's like, sublime, sister. So now everyone's getting dressed for this. What?
Bad news for Mia, she will not be smiling ear to ear at the end of this weekend.
No. So now they all get dressed for dinner. It's Amanda's birthday dinner. And Amanda and Kyle are wearing this really weird pale yellow couples couples look. It's very like Lawrence Welke. And Kyle's like, hey, can we do a couples photo tonight? Because we've not done a couples photo all summer long. We got to get a couples photo in there.
And Amanda goes, I look fucking fabulous, which was like our opening song for the Crappies. How about that? And then they take their picture and everyone's like, oh, my God, you guys look so good. Oh, my God. And then Ben and Amanda take a photo and then they all sit for dinner and they're having like martinis. It's a fancy dinner. Everyone's dressed up and it's nice and classy. And Amanda's like, thank you guys for getting dressed up, Kyle. And Kyle's toasting to her being 34. I'm like, by the way, I'm so glad that she's 34 because she still has so much ahead of her. So much. I forget how young Amanda is sometimes. So, like, good for you, Amanda. You got out when the getting was good.
So much head ahead. So Jesse is thanking Sierra for the dinner and Amanda's like, oh my God, next weekend we'll have a full on party for Kyle's birthday. But for me, this is just what I wanted. A simple dinner at home with my friends. And Bailey's like, does anybody else miss Carl?
Not really.
No, I didn't even realize he was gone until she said that.
Oh, I'm in the mix in spirit, but I'm mixing some soft drinks in Brooklyn instead. Oh.
So Kyle's like, all right, listen, as much as he'd want to be here, he got such a tight timeline to get that thing open. I mean, you saw it, right, Ben? You went to see it. And Ben's like, I did see it. It's still pretty raw, right? It's still pretty raw. And Carl's like, I am still pretty raw. But Lindsay was nice to me last weekend. So there's hope.
It's a win. It's a win.
So Ben's like, now listen, I mean, he's got the main bar in. He's done a phenomenal job. Says a lot of things about some sort of good guy clause. He's put in a lot of time and effort. And he's opening soon, soft launch. And, you know, I was asking about the investors and who's helping. And Jesse, you got involved, didn't you? And he's like, yes, I did invest. And Kyle's like, all right. I know where this is going. Look, I joined the advisory board. My advisory said, I'm bored. Get it, everyone? No, but seriously, it's going to fail. It's soft drinks. I mean, it's like you just go to a 7-Eleven. But no, seriously, though, Carl did ask me to invest. And I said, point blank, I just cut $500,000 check to Loverboy. to literally meet my payroll. So I told Carl, look, bro, I love you. It's not personal, but I literally am on the hook financial for my entire business. I literally cannot pay for another single thing, and you won't see anything else for the rest of this dinner that would indicate that I could afford anything else. Thank you very much.
I was on the advisory board, though, and my advice was put alcohol in these drinks because these drinks suck. Also, I'm not giving you any money. And Jesse's like, but he invested in Loverboy, right? He's like, yeah, I mean, back in the day, a long time ago, you know, he put 15 grand in, you know, a long time ago. It was a really long time ago, so it's totally different.
Put 15 grand in, and just want to remind everyone, I paid his salary for a few years there, even when he was high on coke and messing up meetings. But anyway, yeah, what was your point again, Ben? Say, please.
What do you think about this?
I think Kyle should have put some money into software. I think it would have been the right thing to do. I know he's on the hook. I know he just put in $1 million. Do another DJ gig. I don't know. I kind of feel like I get it. I probably think in Kyle's mind, he's sort of in the back of his mind, he's like, this is probably not the best idea. And also, you know, yes, he gave me $15,000, but I did put him on my payroll for a few years. I kept him going when things were falling apart for him. So he's probably thinking that, but that's it. At least put in like 5,000 or something. I don't know. I think it is your best friend. But then again, as someone noted online, maybe this is Kyle's revenge for being demoted down to Flower Boy in the wedding.
Oh gosh, it all goes back to Flower Boy. Jeez.
What do you think?
I think that he's under no obligation to put money into Carl's stupid business, okay? But I do think, you know, they are friends. Maybe he should have. But yeah, I do look at it from the point of view of, listen, Carl was unemployable. He was drinking, he was doing coke, he was a mess. That man employed him and gave him a job. And not only just a cushy salary, but also the traveling around, the doing all the events and all of that stuff. So I think Carl more than earned that back. He more than got that back. Probably enough to like invest in his own business, like leave that job and invest in his own business. So
yeah,
I think that, yes, Kyle should have invested. I do.
As a mensch. Yeah.
But I think what's bothering me about it is Carl turning it into another Carl victim storyline. Because if somebody else just said, hey, did Kyle invest? And Carl said, no, but he's busy or whatever. And then they said, Kyle, that's not cool that you didn't invest. That would be one thing. But it's that Carl's like, well, you know, it really hurt me that I invested in Kyle's business and Kyle didn't invest mine. It's like, you want your friend to, it's like, shut up, Carl. Just shut up, Carl. Like, how much have you gotten from your relationship with Kyle? So that's what bugs me about it. But I do agree that Kyle should have invested.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I think we're totally in sync on this one. Like, if you really think about it, I think that probably what Kyle is saying, but doesn't want to say on camera because he already always looks so bad when he comments on these things, which is like, bro, I've put a lot of money into Carl. I put a lot of money into Carl, okay? But isn't the irony rich here that Ben is inserting himself into this complicated dynamic of these two that he really doesn't know very well, and yet he gets really mad at Bailey for then essentially doing the same with her joke?
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't bring the check because it's already been checked.
I know it's not exactly the same, but
waving the waitress away. I'm like, we got the check. We already got it.
I'm angry.
True, though.
It's not a perfect, you know, comparison, but you know, when I feel like a guy's being an asshole to a girl on these shows, sometimes I don't care. You're in my court now and I'm making laws.
You just got dismissed. So Amanda's like, well, Kyle, you didn't invest in software at all. Did you? And Kyle's like, no, but I shared his crowdfunding campaign. LOL. You shared his crowdfunding campaign. If Carl wants me to write a check for 15 grand, okay, fine. I'm just like, well, I just think he's upset that you were initially going to invest and then you pulled out and then he sees you doing all these DJ gigs. I mean, you know, you're making money and, you know, Carl's like a sensitive guy. It's about like sentiment, you know, it's not like finances. And Kyle's like, I feel blindsided. I'm blindsided. Yeah, you know, maybe I could not have been more clear. You know, financially, I can't do it. Loverboy, laying people off. You know, instead of firing people, you know, I didn't I didn't support Kyle and bought my wife a $15,000 watch instead.
Yeah, exactly. So Kyle's like, I mean, if I'm putting more money into my business than he's putting into his, then he should understand literal financial implications. And Jesse's like, yeah, it sounds like you guys should have a conversation. It's between you two. Yeah, it is between the two of them, which is funny why then therefore you and Ben have chimed in, which is also very Carl, is, and it's very West too, is to sort of like air it out to the other guys and hope it gets back to Kyle. So I'm sure
That's what he's doing. That's what bugs me about the whole thing. Well, I think Kyle is in the wrong here. I'm on Kyle's side because Carl is just so fucking annoying with his victim complex every season. And every season it's like, oh my God, Carl's so different now. No, he's not. No, he's not. Now his filter is just back up. Right. So he's better at it.
So Jesse is like, all right, guys, everybody has to say one nice thing about Amanda.
They're like, guacamole, guacamole, guacamole.
Guacamole.
Down the line.
Yeah. West is like, Amanda, since I've known you, you've like accomplished like so many big things from where you were. Like you said you were going to start a bikini line for women with big boobs. And like you've done such a great job coming up with the fonts for that. So good job with that.
You got dogs.
I heard that you got that 10th punch in your Subway rewards card. So congrats on that. Cool sub.
Yeah, and you've been out of your shell, and it's just like so fun to like watch you do shit, non-specific shit. And she's like, that was so nice, Wes, thanks. So Mia's like, you know, sometimes people try to fit into a mold, and by mold I mean tiny bikini tops, but you broke that, Amanda. She's like, oh my God, thanks so much. And then he's like, well, I'm a big eyes and a smile guy, so I love. And Bailey's like, I was going to say, Ben's going to talk about how he wants to definitely sleep with you.
And then everyone's like, awkward. And Bailey's like,
definitely knew he was going to go
there. I laughed.
I mean, it was funny because it does sort of feel that way. And Ben looks so mad. And Mia's, everyone's like, oh my God, what the hell? Oh my God. And Bailey's,
I know the story. I know.
And then Wes's like, oh my God, what the hell? Oh my God. And Ben's like, oh, and Bailey's like, okay, never mind. Zip it. She keeps doing this thing like, I'll zip my mouth. Zip it, zip it, zip it. So Ben's like, well, like I was saying, I'm a big smiling eyes guy, and I like the way you can walk into a room and you can brighten it with your smile and everyone loves it. And that's where I was going. Thank you, Bailey. He's like all deflated when he says it now. He's like,
yeah, sad. Like it was such an original thing to say. Like, wow, I'm saying you're beautiful. In a moment where everybody's like, Amanda, here's what I love about your personality, your heart, your determination, your will to make things happen for yourself. And gets to bed and he's like, you're hot. And he's like, damn it, I didn't get to finish that properly.
God, feels sort of really like he's just on recycling, recycling lines from what he had to say at The Bachelor.
Yeah. Right? Well, it's like you light up the room with your smile. I'm being vulnerable right now. It's like, what a shallow ass answer anyway. So Bailey wasn't really that far off. So Bailey's like, sorry, geez. And Kyle says, all right, man, you got the floor, man. You got the floor. Okay, well, you're hot. So Ben's deflated. So Kyle's like, this group's tough, man. I'm telling you. He's like, what the fuck just happened? You see him stewing. He's like, I'm so mad now.
And Bailey's like, oops, never mind. Sorry. I don't know. Sorry.
So they, the dessert is going to be coming up soon. And Kyle's like, well, while they're cutting the dessert, I'm going to cut the cheese. And also, I'm going to get a card. Okay, here's a card. Look at this. And they're like, oh my God, Cartier. So Amanda reads the card out loud. And she's like, oh my God, Kyle, you did not. This is a little something to keep forever, but we also have 30 days to upgrade and swap it. Oh my God, LOL, Kyle.
Yeah, so giving is not something that comes naturally, but, you know, Paige isn't here to buy something with my credit card for Amanda, so I had to do it.
Yep, on the heels of him saying he couldn't afford one dime for Carl's company, he also gives a Cartier watch to his wife. Now, of course, wife comes before Carl, always, but it is just hilarious that he's like crying poor, but then also making a grand presentation of a Cartier watch.
Yeah, but awkward timing on that one, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I say buy your wife something over Carl. You know, yep. Your wife has to put up with you. And also, it's just such a guy who's cheating and doing the wrong thing gift as well. It's like, whoa, here's some really expensive jewelry. Don't look over there. You know, don't go through my DMs.
Yeah, exactly.
So we see flashback to 4 summers ago where Kyle tells Amanda that gift giving gives him anxiety.
Yeah, it's tough for him. And he's like, yeah, I really struggle, but like considering this summer that we're having, it's mission critical that I nail this. It's like, wow, it's mission critical. So Kyle did the one thing he never thought he'd be able to do. Simply listen to Amanda when she says she wants something and then buy it for her. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, it's so pretty. And everyone cheers. It's a little avocado watch. they're like, Kyle, I want to dance a little bit in Club Send It, and then we can go. So now they go to Club Send It. And Amanda calls her mom. What'd you say?
AKA the living room.
The living room. And Amanda calls her mama to tell her and say, oh my God, Kyle, really? Mr. Kyle got you something. Wow. Your husband finally did the bare minimum. After being with you for 10 years, he got you a gift. Wow. Wee.
And Amanda says, I asked him for the watch as a joke because I know it's expensive and this man doesn't spend money on anything. He won't even buy himself new underwear. So the fact that he went to the store and picked out the watch and put it on his credit card, like, he did good. I feel bad that she's just so impressed with the simplest, you know, attentiveness to her wants. Although an expensive attentiveness to her wants in this case, I guess is not that simple. But the point is that he listened for once and she's like, oh my God, he finally listened to something that I said.
After 10 years of not getting any gifts, it's like You get a gift and it's like, oh my God, everyone's throwing him a parade in the street. So now, Sierra, you know, goes to say hi or whatever. Everybody's all partying in the club. And Ben, meanwhile, is stewing in Club Send It. And he's like, God damn it. And Wes says, that was crazy. I mean, on her birthday in front of her husband, she even said that. And so Wes is like, yeah, it was crazy. Like, remember when Bailey was like, oh, I knew you were going to say you were going to fuck Amanda. And we were like, what the fuck?
Well, I don't know what's going on. That was the weirdest fucking circle of saying something nice about someone I've ever been involved in my life. My experience is that when you say that you're a big eyes and big smile kind of guy, everyone gets quiet and starts to cry right away. So the fact that I was interrupted in my beautiful moment has me really steamed.
Yeah, no, everyone else was like, what did she just say? I mean, I don't know. There's something going on there. Obviously, I just need to fucking find out what's going on. They're like, go get her. It's like, oh, I'm going.
Yeah, I'm going to find out what's going on by walking into a room and being aggro. So then Sierra, Amanda, and Levi are just like hanging out. And Amanda's joking, like, Bailey's in love with Ben. And Levi's like, yeah, I think so. And she says, yeah, I think she just gets really nervous by him. And Amanda's like, yeah, because that comment was like, oh, girl. And even Levi was like, yeah. I mean, obviously she's joking around and it's like lighthearted, but it's just not a good way to flirt. I mean, I tell her this to her face all the time. It's just not flirting. But unfortunately, she's always sticking her face into a sweet greens bowl. So it's hard to get through to her sometimes.
So then the boys are still going on about it. And Jesse's like, wait, like, why does it upset you so much, though? He's like, because it's the second time she's done it. And then we see a clip of her saying, oh, my God, he's hitting on Amanda again. Ben loves Amanda. So Ben's like, she keeps saying it. So obviously something's going on. And don't talk over the top of me. I just don't like it when people talk over me anyway. I mean, everyone's saying something and you talk over the top of me and saying I want to fuck my mate's missus. And then they all start cracking up. And Wes is like, oh, my God, can you believe that guy has an accent? Whoa, that was so funny. It was like a cartoon featuring people with accents.
Oh, yeah, he said Mrs. It's so Australian. And they're just like cracking up in his face. Ben's like all angry and they're just like laughing at him. He's like, well, I can't deal with you guys. I know that I've been treating Amanda differently than everybody else, but that's because she's in the friend zone and I can be myself. I can be flirted without thinking that I'm making any moves or hitting on you. Basically, so when she said that, it kind of threw me off a bit. It's kind of like, oh shit, does shit look like that? Is everybody thinking that? Oh, I have to get to the bottom of this now. So if I'm doing something which everyone's thinking, I need to stop that today. And the way I stop that behavior is by going in and getting mad at Bailey.
But you just said in your own monologue that she's in my friend zone and I can be myself. I can be flirty without you thinking I'm making. So you're saying you're being flirty and you just said it. So if someone jokes about it, it shouldn't be that big of a deal, you know? So he goes upstairs and she's getting ready. And meanwhile, the guys are like, oh my God, he has an accent. Oh,
they're losing their minds. And then, so Bailey and Ben. So Ben walks into her messy ass room and he's like, Bailey? And he's barely disguising his disdain for all the stuff that's around. And Bailey's like, oh, geez, what? Okay, go ahead. What? And he's like, so what's going on? And he's like staring at her with like velociraptor eyes, like in this really cold, penetrating way, you know? And she's like, oh. So she's like, he's like, so what's going on? She's like, in life? And it's like, weird. You're the one who walked in here. Why are you asking her what's going on? Just start talking. Just say what you need to say. Be done with it.
So it gets more and more awkward. It's like, what? Well, I'm just trying to figure out where your head's at, because at dinner, saying that I wanted to fuck Amanda, she goes, I was just joking, because you guys tell that story about how when you met, you both were naked and skinny dipping, and then you always joke about how, like, you would if you could. He goes, actually, no, we've never joked about what if I could. And I think it was rude. She's like, okay, well, I apologize if it's not my joke to make. Okay, well, is there something else going on? Because this is the second time, so it's a joke? She goes, yeah, it's a joke. I mean, you joke about it a lot. Like, I'm not going to pretend I wasn't hopping on. I mean, it's your joke. Which they don't really joke about
they
it.
Don't.
I've never heard that joke.
I kind of feel like at this point, Bailey should say, I know, it was a bad joke. It got away from me. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done it. And she should have just sort of stopped there. But she was kind of defensive about this, and I was like, you know, I'm on your side in this overall in the situation, Bailey, but I didn't love how defensive you were, because you did kind of mess up on this one. So Ben is like, well, you know, did you think that it was appropriate when we're all saying something nice about her for her birthday to fucking yell that out and say Ben wants to fuck Amanda at the table? And at this point, I'm like, oh, now you're being a dick, being condescending. Did you think that was appropriate? Like, okay, sir. It wasn't the best apology, but she did just apologize. And now you're being like, now you're going to start being a dick about it.
She's like, well, I didn't say Ben wants to fuck Amanda. I didn't say the F word. I mean, that didn't come out of my mouth. And he's like, okay, well, you said sleep with her. Okay, big difference. She goes, but you make the joke a lot. And he goes, no, we don't. About sleeping with each other? And she's like, but then how would I know about that? I mean, and he's like, I mean, it was skinny dipping. We went skinny dipping. All right. That's a difference. Can you not see the difference between skinny dipping one time in Italy at a wedding with all your friends and I'm in love with her / want to sleep with her? Are you kidding me? And she's like, well, the way you joke about it is loose.
You know, I didn't make it up. I didn't think like, oh my God, they're having an affair, but he does flirt with her. Obviously, there's a story of them swimming naked in a pool. He makes her coffee when she wakes up in the morning. Where's my goddamn coffee? She's getting out of the pool. He makes sure she has a towel. Her husband could be doing all these things. Like, she should be picked up and spun around by Kyle. Just saying, it's weird. I was like, you know, not terrible points that she's making, I have to say. Like, I do think it was not really her joke to make. She doesn't know them as well. But it is weird that he's like making her coffee. That's very Love Island coded. Okay. And offering her the towels. He's doing little niceties for Amanda that he's not extending to the other girls in the house, specifically Bailey. So,
and that is, like you pointed out, that is reality show code for what you're going for. So it's not that she's wrong. I think it's just that she obviously, as she just said, like, where's my fucking coffee? You know, like, she likes Ben. So she is annoyed that Ben is flirting with.
Yeah, she feels rejected. And on top of that, I do think that he has been trying to manufacture some sort of like nice guy image. He really his whole thing this whole season was, I know I'm hot, but I'm actually really shy and I'm uncomfortable with all this attention I get from the females. And actually, I think that she has unwittingly just poked a giant hole in that, and he doesn't know how to handle it right now.
So he says, well, I don't think that you're joking. I think there's something else going on. I don't know what it is, because it's not funny. And I don't think you're trying to be funny. So this is where I got uncomfortable, because I feel like he's saying, like, obviously you like me. Just say you like me. Like, you're jealous. Mm-hmm. But he won't say it. And it's just gross. Mm-hmm. It's gross. It's a gross way to handle it. And she's like, no, there's nothing. And if there was, I would say something. And he's like, well, you have been saying things, and that's what I'm saying. It's uncomfortable. She goes, okay, but you joke about it all the time. And he's like, okay, okay, look, just I'd appreciate it if you don't do it anymore, Bailey. All right, that'd be great, because it's got nothing to do with you. And she's like, okay, 100%. I can respect that. Fine.
And he stands at this point. He had been sitting on her bed. Which, and there's stuff on her bed and stuff all on her floor. So he stands up to leave, and she's saying what you said. She's saying, like, okay, I respect that. And she goes, hey, look at me, I'm talking. And he goes, sorry, I'm just stepping over your stuff. I want to get out of here. Which was like his cold way of being like, your messy ass room. I'm just trying to get out of this hovel you call a bedroom. Okay, now I can look at you, because now I'm not distracted by the fact that I may trip and fall to my death over this pile of laundry at the base of your bed.
Then don't come into my room.
Yeah, seriously.
So she's like, well, you can't storm in here and be like, well, I need to leave. Like, I'm trying to answer for it. And he goes, well, you're not making sense. I ask you the same question. You give me some bullshit answer. And like, it's a joke, and it's not a joke, and it's not funny. And you don't talk to anyone else like that. And she's like, well, okay, I took an inside joke that you guys had too far. I'm sorry. And he goes, apology accepted. All right. Bye. See you out there. And he leaves all pissed off. And Mia has been listening this whole time. And Bailey goes to the bathroom and she's like, aah! And she cries.
And I fully expected that in the second half of the episode, they would probably go to Apology Beach or something like that. Apology Dune, sorry. And he'd be like, sorry, last night I was really steaming mad. I knew you were really upset you didn't come out with us. It wasn't my intention to ruin you and all. I was upset myself, and I've cooled down. I really like you, but I just was really upset by that, because I would never do that. It's such an infraction of my character, and I get very defensive about that, because when I was younger, one of me best mates, he also took one of my girls, and I never would want to do with it. I thought it was going to be a whole thing, and it never happened. It was just like, oh, well, whatever. Like, I thought he was going to like feel bad for how intense he was, because again, he wasn't yelling. He was sitting there being pretty calm, but he was just so direct, and his fury was so potent that it made, I think, all of us feel uncomfortable, especially Bailey, who was on the receiving end of it right there in that room.
So then Jesse's gossiping with Amanda. He's like, oh my god, dude, Ben was so mad. He was so mad sent. He was so mad he had an accent. He always has an accent. No, but it was like the funniest accent. Yeah, but I mean, it was weird, you know, because like that was the second time she said something. And, you know, Ben and I just brush it off. And he goes, yeah, well, he was pretty heated this time. She's like, I mean, at a table full. I mean, it was uncomfortable, I guess. It was uncomfortable. So now Sierra and KJ are on the couch, and Mia comes in like, oh.
I love Mia. Mia's great. She's so great. So Sierra's like, uh-oh, Mia found some tea. Look at her. Mia got some tea. And Mia's like, child. And Sierra's like, did he say something to her up there? And Mia's like, bitch, he just confronted her. He was like, you were trying to be funny, but I don't really think it was funny. And Sierra's like, oh, and that was it? That's how it ended? And she goes, he stormed off. And Sierra's like, I like Ben. Ben's got anger issues. I like that. And she's like twirling her hair, like jokingly, like, ooh, I like this. And she's like, I mean, she's like, yeah, I like it. Now, I mean, if I'm talking to you, don't storm off. But I like that you can storm off.
And so he comes back down, and Wes is like, whoa, what's up, mate? Are you solid, mate? Sorry, that's funny. Did you just tell off a missus?
Well, I said, and she apologized. She said sorry, so I'm moving on, as you can tell by the continued rage in my eyes right now. Just one last little vent, and that was it. I was like, yeah, you made it sound like it was just like, hey, didn't love that joke. And she said, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Yeah, can we just not do that again? Totally respect your boundaries. Okay, love you. And that was not what the conversation was.
So then we go to Bailey and Levi, and, you know, Bailey comes out crying, and Levi's like, oh my God, you're out of your outfit. You're not coming out. What happened? Why are you not coming out? I mean, Ben stormed out. Was he mad about the comment? It was so clearly a joke. I mean, it was just a joke. I mean, I feel like one of the guys could have said that and everyone would have laughed. I'm like, right? Am I right? And she's like, yeah, if Jesse said it, it would have been fine.
And right. Actually, by the way, I do think that if Jesse said it, they would have been like, oh, Jesse.
Yeah, I think it's clearly because she likes him.
Mm-hmm.
And
he doesn't like her.
And he doesn't like her back, you know? And so,
yeah.
Yeah. And so Levi's like, well, because I think that she made the joke, but what made it uncomfortable was his reaction, not the joke, if that makes any sense. Levi's like, oh my God, you have to come out. And Bailey says, it was a disproportionate response. You know, a man has not yelled at me since my ex-boyfriend, and he was horrible, and he would break my shit, and he was really mean to me, and he was purely toxic. Okay, well, I can see how that would, you know, be triggering. He didn't really yell or throw your things and stuff. I mean, that's right. Kind of taking it to a different
level. And she even says that.
I can see how, you know, having any confrontation with a guy would be like, ugh.
Like, where's it going to go? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she says, and Ben wasn't doing anything that I would say was in any way similar to the things that I've experienced, but just the situation of the confrontation just really puts me in a horrible place. So Bailey is like, the fact that I tried to apologize, and he's like, I'm confused. There's a bigger thing. There's a bigger thing. There's a bigger thing. What's the bigger thing? Okay, confusion on my part. Sorry. I'm like, well, you didn't really, like, you sort of like nominally apologized, and you do know that there is, I mean, you do like him. There is a bigger thing. But either way, I'm still on Bailey's side on this, because I just think that Ben was a real dick about the whole situation.
So now people are still on fucking Club Send It. I can't. And then Mia goes to Ben, and Sierra's saying, well, do you think Bailey's sad right now? And he's like, oh, I don't know. Is she? I don't want her to be sad.
That's why you're going to not go up there and be like, hey, I don't want you to be crying. He just stays down there. Oh, I don't want her to be sad. Anywho, back to dancing.
So Sierra and Mia go check on her. And then Amanda's like, but now I want to come too. So they all go to the bed and check on her. And Bailey's like, well, I hated having a guy yell at me. That's how I am. And they're like, yeah, that was pretty awkward. She goes, I'm sorry, Amanda, if my joke hurt your feelings too in any way. I really was joking. I'm sorry if I upset you. I have no problem apologizing if I do something wrong. And she's like, I have really thick skin. I don't care. I mean, I could see how uncomfortable it made Ben, but I don't really care. She goes, yeah, I don't give a shit about Ben. I'm sorry.
Then Jesse knocks on the door. He's like, hey, babes. Hey, fellow bed bugs. We're going to go to Murph's, but I'm assuming some people are staying behind. And everyone's like, no, we're going to come. Bye. Bye, Bailey. Have a great night. Bye, Bailey, I guess. And the other girl who sticks with... Who's that girl who's in that bed with you all the time? You're going to stay back, too, right? Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, current Danielle and Bailey. We'll see you later.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Ben goes to the kitchen and compliments that it's the cleanest he's ever seen it. The kitchen's like, thank you, love you. He's like, please stop flirting with me.
the kitchen's so like, thank you so much for that. And I look forward to remaining this clean for the rest of the evening. Thank you. Thank you. See you at 2 a.m.
So Bailey's like, oh my God, now you're stuck with me. I'm so lame. You don't have to be stuck with me. God, I'm just staring at my phone and crying. She's like, oh, you know, I'm not stuck with you. I love this. This is great. And then Bailey just goes back to scrolling on her phone. Levi's just sitting there like, well, this is glad I stayed. Glad. Just need to support her. She needs support while she scrolls X. So
yeah, glad to be here. Wasted outfit. Great. But that's a good friend right there, that Levi. See, this is, I think, why I like her. There's something about her. I think she's funny. She's a loyal friend. And I like that it's like an authentic friendship. It's not like trying to be to recreate like the Paige and Hannah or Paige and Sierra thing, even though it sort of is. But like, it's authentic. So I like it. I don't know why I keep on like building a case for why I like Levi.
I know you're really stumping for Levi. I mean, I know. She's fine. I don't. She doesn't really do anything. It's like complimenting. You know, I'm trying to think of something that supports.
She got a black eye from a goat. And I think that does a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I like her too. So yeah. Then West dances. This is fine. So everyone's dancing and stuff. And so West and Sierra are now like kind of dirty dancing or whatever. West is straddling her. And she's like, okay, well, here's the thing about West. Like, when he sits on you, he has a crush. And he sat on me. Because I remember one time he sat on me was when he had a crush on me. And fast forward to now he's sitting on me. Like, he totally likes me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's... I'm so glad to hear that.
Like, and she says, also, why now? I'm like, because you just started talking to him again.
Yeah.
You literally just gave the green flag again, like, last week. So, of course, now. He couldn't before.
Other evidence that West likes you, the fact that he follows you around like a puppy dog and basically has said, I'm still in love with Sierra. So then they're dancing and stuff, and Jesse is like, Yeah, Wes and Sierra are getting flirty. Really happy for them. Really happy. Jealous? Not this guy.
So now Sierra and Wes are in Kyle's bed, and Kyle's like, oh, that's nice. And she's like, I'm going to go see if the buffalo chicken dip is ready. So he's about to scroll, but then he starts talking to Wes. He's like, oh my God, that was awesome, bro. You guys were totally flirting.
Yeah, are you talking about me and Sierra? I know, like, I don't know what to do. It's just like, we hate each other for like 3 weeks, and then it's like, oh my God. Like, yeah, I mean, I looked up and like, dude, they're like fucking vibing. Like, you guys are vibing. I know. God, crush is not the word I would use. It's not a crush because we aren't friends during the day, you know? I guess maybe you don't need that for a crush because like, you can fall in love in the club. There's a song about it, you know? Because like, it's like, is it an after hours crush or like a PM crush or like, I'm just a little boy crush, a late night crush, a sunset crush, a breakfast crush, a lunch crush. It's what it's, I was like, I'll tell you what it is. It's a boring crush at this point. I think that's the best way to describe it.
It's an I need attention on a TV show crush. I'm not buying this, sir. I've never bought it from West. And his whole like, oh, wow, just a boy who doesn't understand girls. What?
Just take a page from the one and only Jennifer Page, who once sang, it's just a little crush. Don't mean anything.
So Sierra,
the lyrics.
That's all. Sierra walks back in. She's like, what are you two idiots talking about? So now everybody gets ready for bed, and Amanda's sitting on Kyle's lap because she got to watch. She's like, wow, I'm so glad it's surprising. She goes, that was so special, Kyle. I was not expecting that.
You know, we had a rough start to the summer. We needed this, like a huge sigh of relief. I do love her, and I haven't felt disconnected with her in God knows how long. It just makes me extremely happy. And this is funny because every season of Summer House starts like this, where the first, you know, six episodes, they fight viciously and you think, oh, this relationship's falling apart. And then they have a turning point and Kyle goes, well, it started off rough, but now we're back on the right path. But what's funny is that I think he thinks it's the right path, but we know she's going to be like, this watch was great. Thanks. I'm still going to leave you this time. This is it.
And also, Kyle, it's very typical of Kyle and when he's happy with Amanda. I mean, yes, the watch was in play. I get that. So Amanda was happy with him for that. But Kyle wasn't happy just because she was happy about the watch. Kyle was happy because she was out wasted and partying. That's when Kyle likes Amanda. When she actually goes out and she gets shit-faced with everybody and she parties all night, that's when Kyle likes Amanda. He doesn't like the rest of it. So he's like, wow, we're back on the right track. Amanda came out and got shit-faced tonight on her birthday. Look, yeah, I've made no effort. So I've changed nothing. But look, she's drunk, so we're on the right path again. We did it. Nailed it.
Nailed it. So Wes and Sierra are eating buffalo chicken dip in the kitchen. And Wes is asking her if she's having fun. He goes, are you having fun? She goes, what? Are you having fun? She goes, you mean as a whole or tonight? He's like, did you play like a good app today? Like, did you do Wordle? I don't know. Just, did you have some sort of fun in some capacity?
Yeah. She's like, what are you talking about? And he whispers to her and he's like, look, it's just, I don't even know how to talk to you. Okay. Like, God, like, I don't know how to talk to you if I'm being honest. And she goes, yeah, I feel like I've perfectly designed it that way.
He's like, correct. But like, I don't know what to do before filming or after. Like, I want to talk to you. And so she's basically like, yeah, you know, flirting, having fun, drunken stupor is great. But like in the sober daylight, a conversation where like I have to put my guard down and be vulnerable, like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I just don't think that I trust you or your intentions or your interactions. So like, I have my guard up. He's like, yeah, it's my fault. She's like, what? He goes, I don't know when it's correct for you. I'm a little boy and delicate.
What's correct for her? When she's saying she doesn't trust your intentions or what you're doing, it's because you're only doing this on camera, West.
Yeah.
You play this big fucking game on camera. Like, I don't know what I'm doing, Sierra. Like, I'm trying with Sierra, but I just don't know what she wants. Call her off the show. Call her during the week and go have coffee when there's not cameras around and have a real discussion. But you won't do that. You just want to do it on TV.
I think that's what she's saying. Into a shtick. He just did that. He just was very sly. He was like, but like the only reason why I don't call you when it's not on TV is because I just don't know how to do it because I'm scared. So it's the next morning
and people are waking up. Levi is in bed with Bailey, and she's like, oh my God, you're so sweaty. Not only did I have to waste a good outfit last night, I got covered in your goo. And she's like, well, it's my anxiety. It's not, I'm not fucking sleeping. That's the problem.
Oh, yesterday I was sad. Today I'm angry. I kind of want to pop off on Ben. I was like, oh, that's going to really help.
Please do, though.
But I encourage it.
Please do. She's like, coming up here with your weird curled hair slicked back, staring at me dead in the eyes. I don't put myself in situations with men that I'm not fucking dating. You're yelling at me.
Well, you should. Hopefully you don't put yourself in a situation where men you are dating are yelling at you either. I don't think any man should be yelling at you in the first place. Bailey, stand up for yourself.
But it's funny how when a guy, you know, you think a guy is so cute and then they give you that reason to ick. And then you're like, ew, their stupid curly hair and their fucking blue eyes, fucking White Walker eyes. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, seriously, it's so funny how it just like turns like right away.
It's like stupid washboard abs. Eat a sandwich.
But I actually love that. I love when there's someone who's so hot and then you like see them for either being evil or awful or whatever. And then it like releases the spell of their hotness. I always feel like, you know, when someone's really hot, I don't like that spell. I mean, we just watched The Traitors. Okay. We watched an entire castle of people be basically digmatized by Rob because you're under the spell of the hotness. And so like once that spell has been dissipated, you can just have like agency over your own like thoughts and actions again, I feel like. And so I think it's a great moment when someone stops being hot and they just start becoming awful.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of who that happened to with Rob. I don't know that's a great example. I don't still do anything that he says.
No, I have that to say, I don't think it ever happened with Rob. That's why he was so good. Well, he wasn't good.
You know who you see it happen with every season is Craig on Southern Charm.
Yep.
That's someone you see it happen every season where he kind of, even people like me who he are completely anti at this point. Even me, I get convinced because he gets so charming and he can be so cute. And there's always a couple points in the season where I'm like, oh, he's better. Everything's great. And then he does something again, like yells at a woman or something. It's like, oh, he's so coke bloaty and gross. He's a burst blood vessel. He's just so disgusting. It's like everything that was cute about him before. I'm like, your stupid squinty eyes and your stupid bushy eyebrows and your full head of hair. You're disgusting. Mm. You are disgusting, sir.
Yeah, totally. Well, Ben and Kyle go to the gym. Mia's boyfriend calls her. Jesse comes into the kitchen, which is a total mess. So everything that they were like, this kitchen's never looked this good. Because, by the way, they had caterers in the night before that cleaned up the kitchen. And now they went and made it a shithole again. And I guess they left some steak out and they were really sad. And like Jesse, his frown was, he already had his frown from Sierra, and that was like even more frowny because he also now no longer has steak. He lost steak and Sierra. That's a tough weekend.
What a mistake. No pun intended. So KJ comes in and they talk about the steak being gone, and KJ asks if he talked to Sierra, and he's like, yeah, it was good. He's like, did you guys set some boundaries or no? KJ.
That's so funny.
Everything love everything that comes out of KJ's mouth is like the perfect TikTok Zoomer guy, you know, who's just like, whoa, hey, bro, how was last night? Did you guys set boundaries? Awesome.
You guys are up to date on your pronouns, right? So I only mention that because I always tell the story how back in 2020, Ronnie and I were in New Orleans, and we're walking down, was it Frenchman Street? The super, it was just, there were all these college students that were out there, all 20, 21, and this big old bro who was like drunk and had like beer stains on his shirt, walks up to a girl and is like, hey, what are your pronouns? And I was like, that is so sweet. Like, and I love that Gen Z. I always stuck with me that this romance. Big fratty guy was like, hey, you want to chug some beers, but first, what are your pronouns? I loved it. So it is, you're so right. When KJ's like, hey man, did you guys like set some good boundaries last night? It's just so It's so Gen Z Zoomer.
Yeah, and Wes is like, KJ, you're such a good guy. I don't know if people tell you that a lot, but I know you just mean well in everything you do, bro. I was like, thanks, bro. So then Amanda and Sierra are talking, and Sierra's like, oh my God. Well, first of all, they were showing the guys talking, like, did you talk to Sierra? And then they just cut to Sierra, and she's like, I really like cheese. And then they cut back to the guy. Talking about the girls.
So uninterested in what the guys are doing.
So funny. But now they go to Sierra and she's talking about West. And she's like, yeah, so like West like cornered. I mean, not cornered me. He pantried me. He like talked to me at the pantry. And he was like, I want to talk to you, but I just never know when's like a good time. And I was like, yeah, because I made it that way. And he was like, yeah, but like I want to talk to you. And then they just start laughing at what a loser West is.
That's my favorite. My favorite is when the girls laugh at the guys behind their back. So they get dressed, they're gonna have a day out, and they get into their cars, and West is, he's doing shotgun, and Sierra opened the door to be like, you have to give this to me, you know, because she's used to a year of West doing anything she says to get on her good side. And so he's like joking, he's like no, I'm gonna stand up for myself today, I'm gonna stay here. She's like, but it's like flirty and fun, but he's like standing up for himself, he's growing. And then the other car, Kyle's watch, he's like, oh my God, they're flirting. Look at that. So they all go. They are all going to head off to Wolf of Vineyards, one of the famed locations of Summer House.
Yeah. And so Kyle's like, hey, I got incriminating evidence of Wes and Sierra getting together last night. And he shows them a picture and they're like dancing together. And Ben's like, oh, that's actually a good still. Pretty good. Oh my God, he's resting his head on her shoulder.
Would you care to rest your head on my shoulder, Amanda? Platonically, of course. I'm a big smiling eyes guy.
And back in West's car, he's like, one small step for mankind and 1 month longer on probation. Sierra, because she didn't get the front seat. So now let's go to Vulfa. And Amanda's like, what's the difference between a vinery and a vineyard?
And they just like laugh. And Ben goes, no one can give you an answer to that one except for me. And my answer comes in the form of an afternoon coffee for you, my love. Platonically, of course. So they all sit at the table, this picnic table, and like somewhere on one side, obviously somewhere on one side, and Bailey is like a little bit too close to Ben. So she's like, I'm not going to sit here. So she does, she like makes a very loud announcement that she's going to move to the other side. One of these like nice big passive aggressive, I'm going to sit as far away from Ben as possible. Thank you.
Yeah. And so she does, she gets the hell away from him and they're like, oh, okay. And I was hoping this was going to lead to some kind of a big fight, but it didn't.
Same.
And Kyle stands up and starts eating the grapes off the vine that's hanging above the table. And, gross. They're like, wow. So the server comes over, pours him some wines, and, Sierra asks Kyle to go away from the table to take a picture. And so he's taking pictures. He's like, okay, work harder. I got you. You know, they ain't calling Menzel Adams in high school for nothing. She's like, who the fuck is that?
And did he have anger issues? Because that's kind of hot. And Kyle's like, you don't know about Ansel Adams? He's an award-winning black and white photographer that ventured into color in the afterbirth of his career. She's like, okay, whatever. So Kyle's like, all right, give me naughty, Sierra. Come on, give me a little. Give me naughty. Okay, give me lover boy. Give me $500,000, Sierra. No, seriously, do you have $500,000? And Sierra's like, we're in a vineyard. What do you mean, give me naughty? And so they're like posing, and Kyle's, he's like, how about do this pose? I flirted with Wes last night.
Yeah, and they're making fun of how Kyle is standing because he's like kind of squatting and sticking his butt out to get a picture. Man is like, oh my God, look at that idiot. So Mia is complimenting Kyle on, or no, Amanda, she's complimenting. She's like, I'm so glad you got that watch. You deserve it. She's like, yeah, that was like more a gift for him than it was for me. Cause like the fact that everyone like clapped for him and like applauded for him, and now I can leave him and I got a watch out of it.
So then Ben and Sierra go off to play. I love it. She's like, I'm not joking, guys. Yeah. Ben and Sierra go off to play cornhole. And I thought, like, okay, they're going to talk about the Bailey situation. Nope, not going to talk about the Bailey situation at all. In fact, like you said, I thought there would be a confrontation. I was like waiting for it. I was like, ooh, what's going to happen next? And like, it just says like abandoned. And I'm so mad. Like, I'm so invested in this. So Ben is like, you know, it's been really good getting to know you the past few weeks, Sierra. Look at me being flirty with you to throw the heat off the fact that I apparently have been very flirty with Amanda. I'm flirty with everyone. I guess that means that we're friend zoned.
It's like, yeah, same. Like, I actually don't hate you. Like, you actually don't get on my nerves. Like, you're a great addition to the house, I guess. In terms of guy energy, like, you're not so stupid.
It's like, all right, well, borderline stupid, but not stupid stupid. She's like, yeah, exactly. I mean, you're still stupid, but you're not the stupidest we've ever had. I mean, you really should look at the people who've been on this show. And I don't just, like, see you as a hot piece of ass. And everyone that, you know, wants to make out with you in the house, you know, I'm sure that's it. Like, it's got to be kind of annoying, right? And I can see where you're, like, kind of uncomfortable, right? Like, at dinner, you were just, like, really upset. And he's like, yeah, that was a lot. Yeah, so what's going on with you? Are you dating anyone? Are you looking for a relationship? I was like, Sierra, I thought you were going to say, Bailey seemed really rattled by you last night. How are things today with you and Bailey? Are you okay? Have you checked in on her? God, I feel so, I hate that you guys are falling. Since she's just like, yeah, that was weird last night. So who are you dating? What's going on with your life?
Yeah, I think it takes a time to break into that girl group. Like, they're accepting, but you know, you have to kind of break through because they never know when it's going to be Alexi or somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, Ben's like, yeah, that was a lot. So she asked him about dating and he says, oh, I've been trying to work on myself for a while now. Okay. All right. But there was a moment, you know, early in the year, I was dating someone for a minute and then she said she loved me and I like froze and I thought I'd be ready, but you know, I was trying to get ready. But I froze. I guess I fucked that up. So he says he met this girl through a dating app. They only knew each other for a couple of weeks, but they spent like 100 hours together and they took a photo and he's like, oh my God, it feels so unreal. And it was so special, but it went too fast. And so he told her, well, I'm probably going to the Hamptons for the summer. So let me see how that turns out. And she was like, well, I'm not fucking waiting for you, you dick. But apparently they were, I mean, online Listen, is saying that he's been dating this whole time.
Let me tell you something. This is all a very lovely spin that he put on the situation, but we know what this really was, which was he went started hot and heavy. Everything was great. He got on the TV show and was like, wait a second. I like you, but I like the idea of having a fling on national TV that could give me longevity on Summer House more. So you're going to have to go on the back burner. And she's like, fuck you. It's like, sorry, TV's more important. So I don't know. I think this whole story, he's put a spin on it. Like, I'm just working on myself. I don't know. I froze. I'm scared of it. I'm like, no, you're just like really almost every other guy on this show we've seen so far. You're just another fuckboy.
Yeah. And whenever a guy says, oh, I'm not dating cause I'm working on myself. Oh, shut the fuck up. When has that ever been true? Has that ever been proven to be true by any man? Really?
Froze because she said, I love you. It's like, it was so great. It was so special. But she said, I love you. And I froze. Okay. What? No, it meant that you want to keep your options open. You didn't freeze.
Yeah. And so Sierra gives him kind of a speech about, you know, how he should handle it. And she's like, you know, I'm guarded too. And once I get hurt, I go back in my shell and it takes me a minute. And, you know, even with that same person. So it's like, I don't trust you and I can't give you that same version of myself that I once gave you, you know, just like out of protection, I'm sure. But just explain that, you know, just basically treat her like West.
Yeah. Like
Sierra's projecting kind of her own West thing onto him. He's like, all right, so you want me to tell her to cut her stupid teenage boy hair and take a bath every once in a while? Okay, I don't know that that's going to go over very well, but I'll try it.
Teen fool. Yeah, I love Ben suggesting that he's just so guarded in life after he dated 24 women at once. Sure, really guarded. So they leave and they go back to the house and they're gonna play some pool games. So they're gonna go to the backyard and they're gonna play some like beer pong and stuff. And some people are, so they're scattered around the yard and KJ, Sierra, and Amanda are sitting on the back deck. And Amanda's like, so KJ, you had sex yesterday morning? And he's like in a hoodie and he's like closing up the hood on his like face. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. She's like, with who? She's like, wait, you guys are like hot and heavy. Are you guys texting this weekend? And then we see that like this entire episode, basically in the background, KJ has been just like texting and calling Dara and just like, hey, what's going on? Hey, it's been about 35 minutes. What's new with you? And I actually found it to be endearing. I'm like, I think we've been waiting for another shoe to drop with KJ because like a lot of the stuff he says seems to be like setting up the fuckboy thing. But I'm actually starting to believe, and this may be a fatal flaw because I may be proven wrong very soon, I'm starting to believe he may not be a fuckboy after all. He may just be.
Well, he's already past that because he's taking her out on multiple dates.
Yeah. And he's like, he tells everyone, he's like, yeah, I just feel like, you know what, like, I don't like if people like each other, then they're like, oh, we'll see each other only once a week. Like, if you like me, if I like you, whatever, like, if you're free, we'll make time. And I was like, that's so good. That's, I feel like that's really evolved and great. I was like, wait a second, KJ, KJ, yeah, what's going on here?
Yeah. Look at that. So then we go to West and Ben talking by the pool, and West is like, oh my God, what should I do about Sierra, dude? I just don't know. She's a girl. That's just so confusing. And he's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I just have so many internal battles. Cut your hair. Sorry.
We'll make it very curly like a statue, like I have.
Please, please just cut your hair. And so Ben's like, just all right, let's go talk, let's have a boy talk. Are you all right? He's like, well, it's just I've been in a gray area with Sierra for so long, and it feels good to be like friends, and like I just love her so much as a friend, but like when we were together it was like dreamy.
She's unreal. So I know why she's special, and I think you're special as well, and I think that if I was around for that, I would have thought it was the greatest thing of all time. Almost like Amanda's smile in her eyes. Platonically, of course.
Yeah, she's great. That's why it sucks. He's like, all right, so you just totally fucked it up? He's like, well, she wants a good boyfriend, you know, and like someone who loves her and takes care of her. And I just wasn't in that place, you know?
Ah, so her heart was broken. And she says she really loved you. He's like, I know. Do you have any regrets? Well, of course. Do you miss her? Yeah. Does she know that? Yeah, but I don't know what else to do. Oh, sorry. Sometimes I just get random applause because I'm a model. Especially when I give advice.
Great shoot. Great shoot, brother.
Great episode shoot for me.
I believe in you. I believe in you. It's going to make the cover of the JCPenney. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. And that is the end of the episode. Wow. Summer House. Who knew? That was a good one.
It was good.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels!
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.